And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Happy Monday. We're continuing the teaching all this week, the evidence of a fruitful life. And in order to be fruitful, we know that we must be connected to the vine.
Amen.
Yes.
And Diane, fruitfulness is one word, but there is fruitless also. So this week, in this week's teaching, then we will concentrate on both words. A fruitless life and a fruitful life, okay? So all those who are listening to us this week, don't miss none of the broadcasts, because you'll see the difference between a life that is fruitful and a life that is fruitless. And I hope the Holy Spirit will give us the word that you need to hear so that you can continue to be fruitful. And if there's things in your life that will hinder you from being fruitful, you'll be able to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Last week, we talked about being born again, that we must be born again in order to see the kingdom of God, in order to produce the fruit of the Spirit. So how, once we are born again, we have to now stay connected. How do we stay connected? We must dwell and abide together in the vine.
Yes.
Who is the true vine? That's what we're going to answer this morning. In John chapter 15, starting at verse 1, Jesus says, "I am the true vine."
Amen.
"And my Father is the vine dresser." So we must be dwelling with the true vine, because it is the vine that produces the fruit. So going on in the chapter, it tells us that we are the branches. So our job is to remain in position to continually exalt the vine, which is the fruit producing part. And then God, the Father, he is the vine dresser. Verse 2, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit."
Okay, so your first point that you hit on there, once you are born again, it doesn't stop there. It opened now the avenue of you staying connected to the vine, which Jesus Christ is. So he says, "I am the what kind of vine? The true vine." In order to connect to that vine, you must be what? Born again. Once you connect to the vine, you must abide.
Mm-hmm.
You must dwell there. Mm-hmm. You can't go in one day and exit the next day. Mm-hmm. Then you will not produce anything, right?
Yeah, in comparative to the physical, once a child is born, the child is born, but then it must abide.
Yes.
It must dwell with the parents,
right,
with the caregiver, in order to grow to maturity. People don't just have baby and then just leave it.
That's right.
It abides with them. Mm-hmm. And then they train it up to bring it into maturity to be able to then produce fruit on its own over time.
Right. So it begs to say this. A fruitful life comes from remaining in Jesus. So let's say that one more time that we get it. A fruitful life now, all that we said, Diana and Emily, this morning is true. So let's look at it now. So if your life is going to be fruitful, anyone's life who is born again going to be fruitful, must, this is a requirement, a fruitful life comes from remaining in Jesus. Go ahead, Emily.
No, I was just going to say, as the verse says, God is the vine dresser, and we are the vine, and we're connected through Jesus. And how we can become fruitlessness is if he prunes us, if we're not doing the right thing. You know, if we don't stay connected, we're going to be pruned. We're going to be cut off.
Yeah.
And we're not going to grow. And therefore, we become fruitless.
Yes. So watch this. A fruitful life comes from remaining in Jesus. As a branch cannot produce fruit on its own. So no believer can produce on their own. No born-again Christian can produce anything on their own. As a branch cannot produce anything, it's a branch. But it's a useless branch on its own. It can't produce anything. So in the physical, if the branch is going to produce fruit, it must, number one, be connected to the vine and remain there. It must connected to the vine and remain so that it can produce fruit. Okay.
So we must align with the Father.
Yes.
Yep. Verse 5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit.
Yes.
For without me, you can do nothing. So explicitly there, it tells us without him, without Jesus, we can do nothing. We cannot produce fruit of the Spirit without operating, being connected in the Spirit to Jesus Christ. Because otherwise, it's just works of the flesh, and it produces things of the flesh, which are things of the earth, and they're not eternal. But in order to produce legacy, what we were purposed for in the earth, we must be connected to God.
And it's so good. And I love the teaching of Jesus Christ. Aren't you guys out there love the teaching of Jesus Christ? Because he always used earthly terminology so we can understand spiritual truth. That's why I always love Jesus' teaching. Because all of his teaching, he's going to use something that I know from the earth to explain spiritual reality, spiritual truth. And yeah, and so in here we see the metaphor of the vine and the branches. And he used that metaphor of the vine and the branches to explain that believers are branches. Believers are who? They are branches who can only bear fruit when they remain in him. And the believers can only bear fruit. Let's get this straight on this Monday morning. The believers can only bear fruit when the believers remain in Jesus Christ. A fruitless life, let's look now, a fruitless life is one that is unproductive. So if your life is unproductive, then it begs the question, the answer to that, an unproductive life is a life that is not connected. Because Jesus says, it's impossible to connect with him and not bear fruit. So I can't say with my lips, I am connected to Jesus and my life is not producing fruit. So when my life is unproductive, I know for sure it is disconnected from the source of true life.
And one can clearly see that if you have any plants or bushes outside of your house, if you pass it, you can actually see what has to be pruned off because it's ugly.
You're dead.
And it's dead, right. Yeah. So you actually could see what shouldn't be there. And that's Pastor said, it's a perfect metaphor on how we connect with God. If we need to be pruned, it's going to be very obvious that we're not following God and we're not connected to the Father.
Okay. You have something, Dad?
Well, the 3 points. Yeah. The 3 points of four points. A fruitful life abides in Christ.
Yes.
Number two, a fruitful life brings forth the fruit of the Spirit. Number three, a fruitful life always glorifies God. It takes no credit for itself. It brings glory to God because we're bearing the fruit of the vine, not fruit of our own. So the God gets the glory. And four, we're pruned for a purpose.
Yes.
So when we're pruned to be able to bring forth more growth and more purpose.
Yes.
Just like when you prune, like Pastor Elmy said, a plant, usually pruning something that's the outlier. It's either growing wild, it's shooting out, or it's withering about to die.
Yeah.
So you prune it to bring it back into uniform, into alignment, into the desire of the visionary, right? So you have the desire of what you want your landscaping and such to look like. You don't want just this piece over here and that piece over there. Same thing with the body of Christ. He wants us to be uniform in line with his principles, his way of doing things, his ways of glorifying the kingdom. So he wants us to be operating at a way that we will be able to be fruitful and multiply. So when we prune, we bring strength back to the core of the plant. And then it able to produce. You know, a lot of times if you cut back a branch, you'll notice that it doesn't just grow straight back from the place where you cut it. Two more sprout from around the side of it. Any type of shrubbery or bush. So when you prune it, when you cut one stalk, it doesn't just grow back in that one place. From it shoots off two more. It brings forth multiplication. So the pruning then brings forth the multiplication. It brings forth the fresh, strong branch to be able to continue over time, the lifetime of the plant, of the landscaping and such. So God's desire is for his will to go from generation to generation, to continually build the legacy in the earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it already is in heaven. So at times there's going to be pruning, but that is to ensure multiplication in the kingdom, multiplication and bringing forth the great exploits and such that God has given us to do. He has set us at a set time in a set position. He's giving us opportunity. He's giving us time in order to be able to do the things that he desires for us to do, to bring glory to him and to edify, to lift up one another. The kingdom as a whole, the kingdom is not in isolation. The kingdom is the totality of God's children working together to bring forth his will. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Make
your
day
count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
Hope away. for the power.